This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Again, all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking about the work that they do when they're not on the field. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. My next guest became a Super Bowl champion in 2017 as a wide receiver with the New England Patriots. Malcolm Mitchell is an author and founder of Read with Malcolm. It's our pleasure to welcome Malcolm Mitchell to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you, Malcolm?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, let's start with a little football here. Now, at the age of 23, you captured the dream of just about every ball player. You became a Super Bowl champion. What was it like to reach that level of success at such a young age?
It was humbling. You know, being on such a great team really humbled me, and I was able to play with some extremely talented guys to, achieve that goal. You know, when I, growing up, I thought after, you know, being a part of the NFL, actually becoming a Super Bowl champion is way beyond what I envisioned for my life. So, you know, the major thing is I feel blessed and thankful that that even happened.
And so what was it like being a part of that, you know, that whole dynasty that was there?
It was enlightening.
Okay.
See the amount of work and effort put into making something last over a certain period of time. You know, some teams can do it once, some teams can do it twice, but to do something consecutively for 10 plus years, now that's a completely different challenge. That's a completely different organization. And I think just from being there, I've learned so much from a football perspective, a business perspective, and just an overall leadership role. So, I mean, I would say being there enriched my lives beyond, you know, being a part of a Super Bowl and playing football.
So do you wear the ring? You know, do you just wear that out to dinner? You wear it to McDonald's? I mean, what do you do?
I usually have it on my hand when I go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. No, I'm kidding. I don't wear it. It causes too many problems.
All right. Good. Gavin, store it away. Now, let's talk about literacy. That's a passion of yours. And I understand that when you started college, you were only reading at a junior high level, and that was something you worked to hide. Is that right?
I did not try to hide it. I just never addressed it.
Okay.
It's not something that I acknowledged because I didn't see it being substantial to what I was trying to do with my life until I noticed, you know, the gap that it really created from just interacting and just daily activities and being efficient in every area of life. That reading played that big of a role in being successful or whatever you deem as successful. That's when I really wanted to make the change.
Now, do you feel like the system failed you, or do you feel like you just, you know, one of those kids that just fell through the cracks?
I feel like I did enough to get by, and I let my athleticism carry me on the rest. I mean, the truth is you don't have to have 100% score to go to college. You really don't need to make a C. And being an athlete, the requirements to get into college are a lot lower than any other academic requirements that are needed. So I wouldn't say the system failed me. I just did the bare minimum in academics with what is required to get to college and play football.
Okay, so specifically, what is it that made you want to turn things around and tackle the issue of, you know, that you had with reading?
Well, when I noticed the role that reading could play in one's life through interviews, paying attention to people that I deem successful, and realizing that the common theme in everybody's life that accomplished a certain amount of success, there's always some book or some reference to a book that played an impact on their life to help them get to where they want to be. Once I started to equate reading with achieving goals and obtaining these visions and dreams that I had in my head, it became more easy for me to pick up a book and be willing to give it a try. So that's kind of the same thing I try to do with kids today. Because growing up, no one made that connection that reading can get me to where I want to be.
Now, I've heard somewhere that you've been called a nerd for reading, but you say that's a badge of honor for you now.
Yeah, man. I call me a nerd. That means I'm extremely smart, which means I can make, you know, highly intelligent decisions.
Okay, good. So, you're cool with it.
I like it.
All right, good. And again, in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking about their life off the field. Right now, we're speaking to Malcolm Mitchell. In 2017, he became a Super Bowl champion as a wide receiver with the New England Patriots. Now, Malcolm, as we talked about earlier in your struggles with reading, today you are a published author. You wrote a children's book. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, The Magician's Hat was a book I actually created in college and later got published with Scholastic Publishing, which is who I'm with now. The book was created to really inspire kids to read. Through the book, you'll see a magician that, you know, performs tricks to entertain the kids, but his best trick of all is teaching kids through reading. You know, they can accomplish any goal they set for themselves.
How did you come up with the concept for the book?
I mean, it's kind of a reference to what happened with me, with my life. You know, reading began to alter the way I thought, changed the way I saw the world, made me more ambitious, opened me up to, you know, different opportunities. Just from the way I saw reading transformed, you know, my interaction in the world, I thought it'd be essential for kids, especially in these troubling environments, understand that reading can help them overcome those situations.
Now, let's talk about your foundation in general. You have a whole foundation devoted to literacy. Tell us about the foundation.
Yeah, Share the Magic Foundation was actually created to help introduce book ownership into the lives of kids. Over 60% of kids don't have age-appropriate books. So once I found this out, I said, well, it's going to be tough for a kid to grasp hold of the concept that reading can change their life if they don't have books to read.
Mm-hmm.
So my foundation, Share the Magic Foundation, was developed to introduce book ownership into the lives of kids who would no other otherwise have books. But we also create this excitement and enthusiasm around reading through what we call reading rallies to really pump up the kids and get them motivated to read.
And again, this morning we're speaking to Super Bowl champ, author and founder of Read with Malcolm, Malcolm Mitchell. Now, let's talk about the Read Bowl. This is a program you started through your Literacy Foundation. Tell us about the bowl.
It's a virtual, basically a virtually reading challenge that's surrounded around the Super Bowl, National Championship, and it's really to promote reading in a virtual way. Now, what Read Bowl really is a competition between schools and classrooms to compete on who can read the most. And the winner, you know, gets a shout-out and whatever else we come up with for rewards. So it's easy to sign up. It's free to sign up. And once you sign up, it'll walk you through the steps on how the competition works. So it's a virtual reading challenge for schools to compete against each other on who can read the most.
Okay, and what grade level is this?
Middle school, elementary school, and high school.
The goal is to help kids spend more minutes reading. Is that right?
The goal is to get kids to read more, being willing to read more minutes, you know, because there are structured reading in classrooms, but, you know, studies have proven that leisurely reading has the biggest effect. And since I've been in competition my whole life, I felt like leisure reading for competition could have a great outcome. And last year, you know, it was proven that that does help quite a bit. And teachers love it because they compete with other teachers on, you know, who can read the most in the classrooms.
Okay. And this is a national contest. So people right here in Cincinnati, students, teachers, they can get involved with this program as well, the Read Bowl right here in Cincinnati. Is that right?
Yes. I would love for everyone everywhere to sign up. In Cincinnati, you can get involved. Anywhere in the U.S., anybody can get involved and be a part of this challenge. And it's free. All you have to do is sign up, and you can start competing.
And, Malcolm, I understand that registration for Read Bowl kicks off on November 2nd, and the competition itself begins on November 7th, the day of the National Football Championship, and runs through February 1st. And you will announce the winner of Read Bowl on February 3rd. Now, we talked about this earlier, Malcolm. You are the author of a children's book. Any plans? You have to write a book, being a Super Bowl champion. You have to write a book about football, right?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Not so much, huh?
I mean, I'm definitely willing to do it.
Okay.
Now, for me, it'll have to be different than every other football book that's been created. It'll have to be more creative with, you know, bigger message. And I'm pretty sure I can figure out how to do it. It's just all about timing. I'm sure I'll eventually do it. Just when.
So what is life like for you now? We're doing the show, Malcolm Mitchell, about life off the field. You're not currently signed with an NFL team. What is life like for you now?
Well, today I'm in Athens, Georgia, rehabbing. I'm trying to get back on the field so I can play more. Mm-hmm. A steady go around promoting, you know, that literacy can change lives and change the world through my foundation and through what I write. So, you know, between writing books, doing promotional stuff for the foundation, and football, I stay pretty busy.
That's good. And again, all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking to them about life off the field. Right now, we're talking to Malcolm Mitchell. In 2017, he became a Super Bowl champion wide receiver with the New England Patriots. Now, let me ask you this, Malcolm. We talked earlier about your struggles with reading. When you have the chance and you visit young people, you talk to young people, you travel the country, what do you tell young people about reading and the importance of reading, especially those that have struggled with reading themselves? And how are you then perceived by those young people?
I think because there's so many things that we can relate to with each other. You know, I'm 25 and I understand the things that, you know, they like, the things they don't like, the things they relate to, the things they don't relate to. And the biggest thing is whatever challenge they face, I can almost, you know, say I've had to deal with the same thing. So when I sit down and talk to them about literacy, I think having all those connectivity points, it allows me to really express myself and make them willing to listen.
All right. And Malcolm, how can our listeners find out more about you and more about the Read Bowl? How can they find out more?
Please visit www.readwithmalcolm.com. You'll find all your information there about the foundation, about, you know, what I'm doing with the books, what I'll write next with the books. And you'll be able to join this mission to really change lives. And I'm telling you, from the bottom of my heart, it definitely can. And I know it because it helped, you know, shape the way my life has turned out thus far.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking to Super Bowl champ, author, and founder of Read with Malcolm, Malcolm Mitchell. Registration for Read Bowl kicks off on November 2nd, and Read Bowl itself kicks off on November 7th. For more information or anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Still to come, as we talk to professional athletes about their life off the field, we talk to Cincinnati Bengal Preston Brown. That's still to come on Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. More to come. Stay with us.